Kickoff, they'll move the ball infield. Here's Jones Buchanan, runs it in. One disadvantage we've got here at the back of the stand is we can't actually see the game clock, so it's like the old days. We've got to set the stopwatch going as Garbutt is met by some strong Castleford defence, and they push him backwards, 15 off the Leeds line there. And he says, right, fellas, let's get back underway. Garbutt 10 away, middle of the park, plays the ball. They come right with Danny Maguire, fires a pass to Watkins. Watkins trying to get on the edge. He has done, and he's going to score. Callum Watkins in at the corner. First points of the night, and that was a little bit too easy from a Leeds perspective. Watkins crashes through three defenders to score in the corner. It's Castleford 0, Leeds 4.
Well, Callum Watkins, you know, on form, is the best centre in Super League, isn't he? From there, you don't give him them sort of...
It's the kick from the sideline. This doesn't look too bad. This does not look too bad.
He likes it.
And the flags go up. It's a perfect kick from Callum Watkins. And it's Castleford 0, Callum Watkins 6. All coming across to the left-hand edge. They've got the numbers. Eden Shawley's going to walk into the corner. He steps back inside. It's Super League try number 37. A simple plan move. The try has been coming. And it's Greg Eden that scores it. Castleford 4, Leeds 6.
Yeah, all too easy for Cass, certainly from the scrum base, wasn't it? It's just again the dummy runners. And, well, Big Jesse, he was playing a stand-off from there. But they've just created the overlap. And Greg Eden, well, he doesn't miss any sort of opportunities from that sort of distance.
Right footed, comes on its way, swings it towards the sticks, looks pretty good. It is pretty good. Nothing to choose between these two rivals tonight on Radio Yorkshire. Castleford 6, Leeds 6. Well, here's McShane, goes to Moores, out the back now. Here's Roberts, will stride in. Ben Roberts puts Castleford in front. He should have scored about 10 minutes ago. He made no mistake this time. The pressure telling on Leeds. Castleford in front, they lead at the jungle. 10-6.
It is, and Castleford done it all season, aren't they, to opposition. If you come up with a mistake, certainly in good field position, then Castleford will turn the pressure into points. And Roberts, well, yeah, he made a great break early, and he should have passed the ball to Minikin to get the 4 points, but this time he got on the outside of the lead defenders.
In front of the Princess Street stand to turn the 4 point lead into 6. He comes forward right footed, the touch judges haven't moved, the flags go up. It's Castleford Tigers 12, Leeds Rhinos 6. You're live on Radio Yorkshire, Mark Wilson and Gary Schofield on the run around. Short pass, McMeekin, what a tackle! An absolute ball and all tackle to stop them getting in, but they're over this time. It's Big Jake Webster who slides in. Try number 14 of the Super League season, and Castleford are just starting to strut their stuff at the jungle. They lead 16 points to 6.
They are, they're just playing too much classy rugby league football of the Castleford Tigers for Leeds, and they're playing at a very, very quick pace as well. And
we'll send it on its way. The touches haven't moved again, Gary. The flags go up. It's 18 points to 6 here, the big West Yorkshire derby. And Hardacre's after this with Walker. Pats it back. Is it play on? It is. Chance for Foster. He's got past. He's going himself.
Has he dropped it
or hasn't he? Try given. Foster open, gets his try. It looked like he'd spilled it. It looked like he'd taken the wrong option. Gary Schofield checks his head. But Jack Smith points to the spot. 4 tries on the bounce for Castleford.
Getting a bit agitated to my left here now is Mr. Matt Dermott as Luke Gale puts it over, turns the 4 into 6. Castleford in control here now, 24-6.
On here, Gale is loitering back on the 10-metre line, little grubber kick through, he's looking for Ben Roberts, who's going to score underneath the post. Second try for Ben Roberts. Castleford extend their lead. Castleford 28, Leeds Rhinos 6. This is only going one way, Gary Schofield. The Rhinos might as well head off back to Headingley now.
Yep, they had indeed, because as I say again, this could be quite embarrassing, certainly when you look at the scoreline, we're only in the first half.
Gale adds the extras. He's 5 from 5 tonight. Castleford 30, Leeds Rhinos 6.
It's even worse than a front rower being a standoff. Jamie Jones Buchanan scored straight from the scrum base.
Well, there you go. What do you know? Jamie Jones Buchanan does dive over from the scrum.
But he scored from the scrum base as a loose forward. Yeah. Loose forward, that's allowed to. You know what I mean? He's not scored it from the standoff, but
30 points to 10. First blood in the second half then goes to the Rhinos. Jamie Jones Buchanan doesn't get many. This is third of the season in Super League. Well, a kick for Watkins, he nailed one from the sideline. This is significantly easier, 9 metres to the left of the post. He sends it pretty wide, but the flags go up anyway, and it is Castleford 30, Leeds Rhinos 12.
Wilson, that is a soft try, isn't it? You know, he's just straight across the right-hand side. Minikin steps off the lay, but it's just soft defence from Leeds, all too easy. But Minikin, he'll say, thank you very much. If you're not going to tackle me, exactly like Buchanan says, I'm going to get myself a four-pointer. But... just a soft try from Minikin.
Leeds fans are still here in good numbers as well. Ball on the kicking tee. Here comes Gale as he just nicked it in. He has. The flags go up again. 6 from 6 for Luke Gale. Every time they've moved it wide, they spill the ball. Here's Parcell. He's busy at dummy half. He tries to get in. He has a second go. He's over the line. He's got it down. Parcell nicks another try back for Leeds. Their third of the night. And the pressure tells at the other end. Castleford not quite home and hosed. Watkins adds the extras. There's a Castleford player down here on his own line. I'm just trying to see who it is. You know, this looks quite worrying for Castleford. You see who it is, Gary? Is it Hardacre?
Hardacre. I think it's Hardacre.
Here's Gale then, right between the middle. 38-18, Castleford lead here. And a polite ripple of applause. Rather like a four through the covers, Gary, on a Saturday afternoon at Headingley.
Yeah, it is, and well, for the last 10 or 15 minutes, the Castleford fans have just really been waiting for something to happen.
Lost last night bites them, because if they had a one, they would only need a score, as Garbutt has just run 25 metres, bundling off Castleford defenders, right on the hooter to score. Some effort that. From Big Mitch Garbutt. He's left three Castleford players in his wake. He scores at the side of the post. It's consolation no more for the Leeds Rhinos. It's 38-22 and a kick to come for Callum Watkins, which should be a formality.